Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Fallout 4 podcast. So today, sorry if I have allergies and need to blow my nose a lot. I'm kind of sick. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about Pikmin. You can activate this quest by going to a place called Pikmin's Gallery. Pikmin's Gallery is a place that has a lot of raiders, so be warned. And if you look at the corpse... Okay, sorry, I need to blow my nose. Okay. Hold on. Okay, sorry, I'm back. So, you can find a lot of bodies with, a note on them, saying, with a heart saying, "Love, Pikmin, end me if you dare." And if you dwell deeper into this storyline, mini storyline that you could say, you'll find out that Pikmin is a murderer, but not exactly the bad kind. It always confused me because he's a murderer, but he kills raiders. So he's sort of bad because he kills, but then again, raider, even Bethesda has to admit it. Well, they don't need to admit it, it's quite obvious, they created it, are the scum of the wasteland. And except for Nuka World DLC, they're still kind of, idiots in that, but they're not as bad, I guess. Well, maybe not the pack, but, okay, anyway. and you can find him cornered by a bunch of raiders. I can't remember, I'm pretty sure some of them were named, or at least one of them was named, and they're cornering him. I'm pretty sure there's two things you can do, either kill Pikmin or help him. I would choose to help him, because then you'll have a short dialogue with him, and you'll get the Pikmin's blade. I don't know if you can get that from just killing him and taking off his body, but... Oh, wait, no, you can't, because you need a key. And if you get the key, it unlocks a safe that has some good loot in it. And, I should probably mention the bonuses that the Pikmin's Blade gives you. I think it does 2x damage when you sneak and adds bleeding damage. And it's pretty much just a legendary weapon. Like a legendary, well, it's obviously a legendary weapon, but like a legendary, combat knife. I've used a lot of combat knives because one of them, most of my builds are Juggernaut because I kind of like the idea of going into a battle and just blasting your way, guns blazing through all the monsters until you come out victorious. But I still don't choose the Brotherhood because the Brotherhood are racist arseholes. But, and now Pikmin's Blade has been, I've used it quite a lot. And it's, when you're trying, if you have like a stealth build, it's like the perfect weapon for you. Like, absolutely. You have been chosen for the Pikmin's Blade because it's just like a perfect sneak weapon. This isn't talking about like how it affects the game, but it's small, sharp, has a nice grip. Well, I'm just saying this because of the looks it has, not actually because that affects the game, but it's a very nice weapon. Sorry if this wasn't as good as an episode. It's hard to focus because my nose is stuffy and my eyes are watering. So, I'll see you next time, and maybe don't get your hopes up, but maybe I'll do an interview with somebody sooner or later when I'm not sick and when we can meet with him. Like, I don't know, in a few months or weeks, I don't know. But we might not even do it, so... Anyway, thank you for listening to today's episode of the Fallout 4 podcast. Bye.